No, you haven't wandered into some unfamiliar corner of the cyberspace universe. You've actually wandered into, again, from out of the city. We are making a few changes with the new year. If you've never been with us before, welcome aboard. If you have been with us, bear with us while we make some adjustments. My name is William F. DeVault. For nigh onto a decade, I've been saddled with the sobriquet of the romantic poet of the internet. Thank you very much, Yahoo. Never give up a good sobriquet. And my website, cityoflegends.com, has been one of the sites on the forefront of the digital renaissance movement since about that time. What I'm doing here with this show is trying to connect with, communicate with, and expand the audience and the market, presenting both poets you may be familiar with, works you may be familiar with, as well as giving an opportunity to some new, young, and underexposed poets to get their words out there. We certainly have enough bandwidth on the internet, so let's get some real thoughts out there, some real words out there, some real wordsmiths out there. I want to thank everybody who made our first few episodes back in 2005 such a roaring success. And tonight, going to try something, a little bit of a change-up. Tonight I've invited and have graciously received from several individuals their interpretations, their readings of some of my works. I'm going to present them in just a moment. I hope you enjoy them a great deal. I certainly enjoyed hearing them, hearing other people interpret my works. That's always a strange experience for me, to hear my words in other people's mouths. And it's exciting, as a writer, to know that other people have perspectives on my works. The works you're going to hear tonight are being read by four very different individuals, both in terms of their backgrounds and in terms of the relationship to me. First off, we're going to encounter Nordette Adams, sometimes referred to as the Jersey Goddess. Ms. Adams is an extraordinary urban poet with strong New Orleans influences who operates out of a base, yes, in New Jersey. Nordette was actually a guest on one of my shows last month, and I did not hesitate to think of her when I was putting together this week's show. Second up will be Tinka Bocas. Tinka is a very gifted and prolific writer whom I encountered on Author's Den. I suggest you check out her work. She hails from South Africa, and she brings a bit of the international to my works. It's long been reported and accepted that my works are indeed more popular overseas than they are in the United States. Interpret out of that whatever you will. Third up is The Selkie. Yes, not all of my muses despise me. The Selkie is a young woman I've had an on-again, off-again literary relationship with, shall we say, for 8 or 9 years. She's a very gifted reader, as well as a writer in her own right, and she chose, not surprisingly, one of her favorite works from out of my Selkie cycles, and I think you will find her reading of it very revealing. Finally, we have my dear friend Daniel S. McTaggart, the mountain poet. Daniel has also been a guest on my show previously, and he chose to come forward and read one work that he thought carried some gravitas for him, so it was good to have him join on. I'll be back after the readings, and I've got a little surprise for you at the end of the show. But first up, we're going to listen to Nordette Adams do Tread Softly. Now, Tread Softly is a poem with great history, and I'll be honest, the work rings as true for me today as it did back then. You would be amazed, perhaps not, but I would think, to know how many times in my life I've been approached by someone who has wanted to tell me their story of how that poem worked into a seduction. Interestingly enough, more often than not, the story I'm being told is by a woman who used it on a man. So read into that what you will. So without further ado, I give you the immensely talented Nordette Adams.
Hello, this is poet and writer Nordette Adams, known to some as the Jersey Goddess and others as Frilly the Dragon. I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, and presently live in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. It's easy to find me online. Either Google me, Nordette Adams, or remember this URL, www.mojo411.com. I am honored to recite the poem, Tread Softly, by the romantic poet of the internet, William F. DeVol. Now for the poem, Tread Softly. Tread softly on the carpets of my soul. Before no other have they been laid so open, and were they to be abused, surely I would die. Weave carefully your dreams to make me whole. Fashion them discreetly. Do not parade my love for you like some new toy before every eye. Carve my flesh with blades of trust. Fear not my death, for I am made strong by the love I sense in you, a love I know we share. Bury me not beneath time's dust, for memory lies, and I will live long and at peace within the world, as only lovers may dare. Thank you.
And thank you, Nordette. Next up, we have Tinka Bocas. When I presented the project to Ms. Bocas, she immediately went out and picked four pieces that she liked and sent me her recordings of all four. I listened to them and they were all quite good. I almost considered building a show around them. Then it occurred to me that might be overbalancing things a bit. Plus, you know, I want Ms. Bulgus's works to stand on her own. I don't want her to become known just as someone who reads my works. So I had the difficult task of picking which one she would do, and I finally settled upon one of the works from my Pink Jade collection entitled A Summoned Fire. It's a poem that has gotten a lot of attention in my public reads and on various websites where it's been presented. And I think you'll find her approach to the poem to be meaningful. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I present Tinka Bocas performing A Summoned Fire.
Hello, my name is Tinka Bocas. I'm from South Africa. I'm a member at the Author's Den, where you can read more of my work. I'm reading you this poem written by author William F. DeVol. Thank you, William, for the privilege and the honor to do this for you. This poem is called A Summoned Fire, Pink Jade. Claim for me your tattered soul that leads your form to wander soft on bare feet to the window's light, to shroud your curves in barest light, that I should send dark prayers aloft, to be with you and play a role of conqueror and the conqueror. The paramour you can't forget, who brought his heart without remorse, to walk your life like challenged course, and share with you without regret, a passion damned forevermore. Allow me all that I desire, and I will share a summoned fire. Thank you.
Thank you, Tinka. That was lovely. It always amazes me when people who live at such a distance, I would never probably in this life encounter them, are familiar with my work. Few things tickle me more than getting a fan letter from Australia or India or Iceland or Japan. It's a little mind-boggling just how the walls have fallen in the aftermath of the first fleeting steps of the digital renaissance, which I think we all have been very blessed to live in a time when it is happening, when human communication is exploding the way it is. Next up, we have the Selkie. Her name is not a public thing I give out. Who knows if that'll change down the road. She and I have known each other for some time, and at one point I wrote for her a series of poems entitled The Selkie Cycles, based upon her favor and resemblance to those legendary beasts, half woman, half seal. And in the sixth Selkie cycle, there was a poem that she particularly liked, and which I honestly believe is probably the best poem of the Selkie cycles. And I was delighted when, without any prompting, this was the piece she chose to read. So without further ado, again, I give you the Selkie.
Hello. I'm the muse known as the Selkie, and this is from the sixth Selkie cycle, Kissing, by William F. DeVault. The bravery implicit in a kiss. A kiss is an act of courage, purging us of our inhibitions, acknowledging truths we dare not face, but will be glad to embrace when the lights are off, and we no longer fear the intimacy of a delicate crush of lips, sealing words in, and letting emotions out in a gout of flame and light that burns our eyes so much that we must shut them to guard against being blinded by the luminosity of the soft membranes that are, even now, touching to save our souls from our own demons. Heroic acts begin with a kiss.
Why, yes they do, my dear Selkie. Finally, among my guest readers this week, I have Daniel S. McTaggart, or as I call him, Tag. He's from the same stomping grounds where I emerged, the Morgantown, West Virginia area. His forthcoming book this spring, Midnight Muse at the Convenience Store, I think you'll find to be refreshingly different from my sometimes overblown and orthographic style of writing. It's not to put myself down. I'm comfortable with the way I write. But I do know I am not to all tastes, and I've come to appreciate and enjoy Dan's work immensely. He makes a good counterpoint to me, so I wanted to make sure to include him in this session, the first of many that I hope to have over the coming year, when I can get individuals to step up to the plate and present the works that they would like to interpret. So if you yourself would like to get involved, don't hesitate to drop me a line at WilliamFDeVault@cityoflegends.com. And if you can't remember that or don't know how to spell it, just go to my website, cityoflegends.com. There is a mail link on the site. So now that I've gotten in that gratuitous plug, here's Daniel S. McTaggart.
Horizon. There was a season when I was stronger, when days lasted longer and wind filled my sails. There was a reason for love's trial and error. Ghosts in the mirror were yesterday's tales. The winds are now memory, hope and illusion. Pain and confusion inherit my gold. But I shall live on, the crust stained with jelly, filling my belly with morsels and mold. There is yet a season with dragons returning. The fires yet burning shall lift to the skies. There must be a reason to seek the horizons. To sail for the islands with unclouded eyes. My sails are of iron. The sun is my shepherd. And I am the leopard, the lion, the beast. Alone at the tiller, I seek no more portage. The winds of an old rage shall yet drive me east.
Thanks, Dan. Anyway, that concludes the guest reading portion of the show for tonight. Please join us next week when my guest will be Avajani, the author of Encyclopedia of the Harlem Renaissance. We will be getting to hear some of his enhanced readings, which is what I refer to as readings that have been enhanced with sound effects or music. I've recently gotten into that a great deal, and indeed I'm going to leave you this evening with my latest offering, a piece we call The Gods of Love Live at Kiryanar. It contains three of my works and some rather, I consider to be lively music on the part of my house band, Theocracide. So until next week, this is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, coming to you from out of the city. Have a great week. Have a great life. Life, love, poetry. What more is there?
Steel. Unsheathe the form, by mortal or god, for rage or lust of things that are needed and that are real. This is the quintessence and the dust. Dreams do not stand before you and call and blade. Dreams do not breathe or walk or love you as I do and can and will, if given just a moment's shade from the moon of pain and the stars that lie. My words shall be eternal, syntax monuments of you. Beneath the tread of centuries, stone shall fall. Paint peel. Music rise to ears long deaf. But now, and from this night on, you are immortal. Phoenix and Gollum, handmade, man-made, fire and clay, the blaze of, the haze of self-immolation, an act of self-preservation. Brass feathers quickened in the flesh of clay and phosphorus. A porous purpose to a surface when we finally get traction on the script of life. Awake, my creation! Awake and open wide the iron jaws to howls of Eden and Armageddon. Awake! Pass through the sands like water on the beach, reaching for the leeching pool of buried rivers, a thought not yet assembled in coherence. But ready for the kiln of fire and temperatures where clay melts and mythologies turn to ash. Awake to seize the fates in clawed hands, iron bands that will cling against the sting of all the scorpions of resistance. Persistence being a virtue of the damned. The heavens are in heat tonight for this penetrative dream. The iron lion stands astride memory. Manticore wings of black lace fragments of a leather lost to the weather of whim. To him alone, there is an accounting. Count. down. Gray skies to brown toxic fumes as the hyperbolic moments when soul and intellect touch in the ceramic chamber of a noveless heart. The skies scream aside in a fictional friction of breath drawn out to thread like taffy pulled too long. An orbit of an orbit, undecayed as the patina colossus pulls free his lame heel from the grounding earth and raises high the last romantic veil. Lift off, and I am gone. Gone beyond imagination. A consecration of madness sold in gold and honeysuckle silver. Quicksilver slowed to sublimate into a crystalline matrix of time. Farewell. Farewell! But it is no longer my concern. For I fall tonight in orbit no longer, stronger than an epiphany made construct in the shadows of an id.